What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
It's 11 trivia questions on the hit TV show The Gilmore Girls. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I hope wherever you're listening from or you're watching from, you are safe and sound, and you are finding tons of fun stuff to pass the time. I keep talking about on the show, playing a lot of Animal Crossing, watching a lot of TV shows like Ozark. I just finished season 3. I liked it. I would give it a nice, 6 out of 10. I thought it was a nice filler season. So if you take away all the things that happened in this season, you could really skip from, I think, season 2 to 4. Like, nothing crazy monumental happened, in my opinion, but that's just my quick little take on Ozark season 3. If you like the other two seasons of the show, you will probably definitely enjoy it. So I am looking for that next thing to binge, that next thing to watch. Everyone keeps telling me to watch Tiger King, so that might be next. I've been falling asleep to Parks and Rec episodes. I started way at the beginning. It's crazy. Retta, who plays Donna, she doesn't even talk till like the fifth episode. She's got really short hair, and she doesn't talk at all. So a lot of little things I'm picking up on that I totally forgot. I totally forgot about the character Mark altogether. He was supposed to be kind of like a Jim Halpert-ish type character, I feel like. And I think he leaves by the third season. But it's a very different show, but it's cool to go back and watch like the pilots and first seasons of shows that lasted a long time and see how everybody changes from season to season and how those characters have little bits of their personality, but not a ton yet. So you got a little bit of Ron Swanson, a little bit of Tom Haverford, and Jim O'Hare, my buddy Jim O'Hare, who's been on the podcast, flourishes even from the beginning. They give him some lines at the very beginning. So pretty cool stuff. Today's topic is all about another TV show called Gilmore Girls, and we're going to jump into 11 questions on Gilmore Girls right now. Here we go. All right, Gilmore Girls trivia round is starting. This is number one. What is Rory's dad's first name? Number one, what is Rory's dad's first name on the Gilmore Girls? Number one. Question number two, what is the name of the inn that Lorelai works at on the show? Number two, what is the name of the inn that Lorelai works at? Number two. Question number three, what is the name of Rory's first boyfriend? Number three, what is the name of Rory's first boyfriend? Question number four, Rory's arch enemy when she first attends Chilton is named what? Number four, Rory's arch enemy when she first attends Chilton is named what? Question number five, what day of the week is dinner with grandparents night? Number five, what day of the week is dinner with grandparents day? Number five. Question number six, what is Luke's sister's name that also starts with the letter L? Number six, what is Luke's sister's name that also starts with the letter L? Question number seven, what does Lorelai have a keen sense of smell for? What can she smell very easily? Number seven, what does Lorelai have a keen sense of smell for? Question number eight, Gilmore Girls trivia. How did Rory break her arm? How did Rory break her arm? Question number nine, the bed and breakfast Rory and Lorelai stay at on their road trip is named after what literary character? What is the literary character name of that bed and breakfast? Number nine. And question number 10, what causes Rory and her mom to not speak over an entire season? Number 10, what causes Rory and her mom to not speak over an entire season? Your bonus question for 2 points, how many total episodes did the show air for, not counting the 4 90-minute episodes on Netflix? The team closest without going over gets the 2 points. If you're playing along at home or if you just want to make an educated guess, go nuts. For 2 points, how many total episodes did the show air for, not counting those Netflix specials? Those are all your questions for Gilmore Girls Trivia. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with the answers to Gilmore Girls Trivia. Thanks for playing along. If you're a fan of the show, I've got a few other rounds of Gilmore Girls Trivia ready to go for a recent custom party that I made. So message me and I'll send you those for freezies. If you like the Gilmore Girls, hit me up on email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I'll hook you up with some slides for PowerPoint. Number one, what is Rory's dad's first name? The answer there was Christopher, Chris. Christopher is Rory's dad's name. Number two, what is the name of the inn that Lorelai works at? That is a nice American name to it, the Independence Inn. Number two, the Independence Inn. Number three, what's the name of Rory's first boyfriend? His name is Dean. Dean. Number four, Rory's arch enemy when she first attends Chilton is named Paris, like Paris Hilton. Number five, what day of the week is Dinner with Grandparents Day? That is Friday. Dinner with Grandparents on Fridays. Number six, what is Luke's sister's name that also starts with an L? His sister's name is Liz. I'm sure that's short for Elizabeth, so if you put that, that was fine too. Number seven, what does Lorelai have a keen sense of smell for? She can smell when snow is going to fall. She smells snow. Number eight, how did Rory break her arm in a car accident? Number eight. Number nine, the bed and breakfast Rory and Lorelai attend on their road trip is after what literary character's name? The Cheshire Cat. The Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland. Number 10, what causes Rory and her mom to not speak over an entire season? It's when Rory drops out of college. She drops out of Yale, and that makes Lorelai angry. And for 2 points, how many total episodes did the show air for, not counting the four 90-minute episodes on Netflix? The total was 153 episodes, 153. And I have never seen a one, but my mom and my sister and pretty much everybody's mom and sister watch this show. So there you go. Hope you had fun with the Gilmore Girls quiz for today. If there's a certain topic you want me to pick to do on the show, you can do that for $5 a month over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Go check out the Patreon page, and thank you so much for your support, especially during these crazy times where I'm not able to go host trivia at bars and breweries because they're all closed to the public. So thank you so much for your support on Patreon. Thanks so much for playing my live streams on my personal Facebook page every night, facebook.com/ryanbuds. If you want to add me, if you listen to the show, add my personal page and play themed trivia every single night, 7 p.m. Pacific. We do a 2-hour show, 5 rounds of trivia. It's a ton of fun. And we get a few hundred people sometimes watching this thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your support there as well on Venmo, Ryan-Buds, and PayPal, ryanbuds@gmail.com. We have one more question for you. The question of the day, what singer-songwriter goes by the legal name of Reginald Kenneth Dwight? What singer-songwriter goes by the legal name of Reginald Kenneth Dwight? Tweet me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and your trivia team name of today is Names Are for Tombstones. Names Are for Tombstones. Use that next time you play team trivia. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.